Welcome back to Studio Sisterhood. I'm Tara, and with me are my sisters,
Sam,
Chesley,
and Katie. And today we're talking about subs versus dubs. But first, Chesley. Sorry, Sam's making you laugh.
Because Katie flipped me off.
I would never. She would never. You watched the first episode of Your Lie in April.
Okay, let's start on a scale to 1 to 10. What are we rating the first episode of this show?
So I wanted to give it a higher score.
Oh my God, here we go.
Oh, I don't like the
prima
sound
donna
of this.
Over here.
I took some notes.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
she really
went back and analyzed them.
Took a whole page of notes.
Wow, okay.
Loved the opening sequence. First of all,
I mean,
okay,
it's a bop.
The music is great. The whole visually, it's stunning. I love the cherry blossoms, the piano. That's all great. Feels very Japanese. Like, love it. I like the animation a lot. Like, I like the characters, how they're drawn and everything. Sometimes I like, sometimes I can't get past it. I really liked that. The flip phones were so funny to me because that was like such a huge part of my youth, and I haven't like seen it in a long time. So like, I just remember like listening to songs that were very badly recorded on Razer phones. I'm definitely going to keep watching it. I probably would rate it like a 6.5 out of 10.
And can you tell us why 6.5 only?
It's hard for first episodes to be.
I mean, yeah, first episodes aren't like, oh my God, like, you know, it's not a movie. It has to build.
I feel like it doesn't really like it picks up a lot more in the second episode.
It doesn't really still tell where the story.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the trauma that we're going to see from
and
what's
the main
his face's
character
mom.
Is a little whiny,
you know,
giving a little Aaron Yeager in season one.
Aaron Yeager, you mean for the first three seasons?
Yeah. I mean, so I see, like, I feel like I can kind of see where they're going. I'm wondering, I have a couple of predictions.
Oh,
I don't know.
Ooh, all right, well, let's hear them. I want to hear these.
I won't make a face.
I can't remember the main characters' names, but the two friends that live next to each other, like, are they really going to get together?
So, Kosei Arima is the boy.
Yeah.
And I feel like a jerk because I can't remember the best friend's name.
The childhood friend?
The childhood friend with the short brown hair that plays on the softball team.
Yeah.
I mean,
I remember
I also,
a lot of things about her.
The group of three of them, right?
Yeah.
It's the two boys and the girl.
Yeah, I also thought that the softball thing was so funny. Just because it's like such an American sport.
But
also
he was
bleeding so much and like no one cared, by the way, like that first scene where he just gets like knocked in the face with a softball.
Oh, she totally gave him like a concussion or something, and it definitely was not the first time.
But yeah, I don't know. Obviously he was like enamored with that blonde girl who was playing the melodica, but then I feel like this happens so often in animes where like the word pervert is thrown out around a lot.
Too easily.
Like often. I feel like it's a theme.
Like, if they think if you're like a regular boy going through puberty, obviously you're gonna be into girls and stuff like that, they just immediately call you a pervert in anime.
Yeah.
Well, also, but it's like it you're wasn't just like a boy going through puberty. This is like a normal sign thing that you would, you know?
And it wasn't like he was like intentionally trying to like look up her dress or like take a picture
I mean,
of her.
She
was standing on a thing. Yeah. She took her leggings or her tights or whatever off. Like, and it was windy out. It was
I noticed
a complete
that
freak
too,
accident.
Though, that word pervert is used so much in anime.
A lot. Like, I don't hear it, I feel like, in
ever.
American TV.
I never hear anyone say it in real life, I feel like. Unless you're talking about, like, an actual weirdo.
One time I heard it in real life.
I'm getting flashbacks of every time Kagome screamed in the hot spring and Inuyasha went running and she would just yell, sit boy, and then scream you pervert because she would be naked.
Or every time Naruto would do sexy jutsu and they'd be like, no, it's
not. And it's funny too because like Herbie he's
Sensei.
Then he'd always be like, I don't get what they find so attractive about this. Like, especially when he was younger. He's like, I don't know why you want to see this.
So, I don't know. I mean, off the bat, I'm thinking that even though it was sort of like a double date with the blonde girl and the other friend, I feel like the two musicians are going to get together. And then possibly, and then possibly even the other two, even though he seems like right now he's really into like maybe more girly girls, and she's obviously a more sporty
tomboy. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a good? I like that. I feel like everything's like good that. Though. It's on good yeah. good vibes though.
I know. Yeah, so it's not that like, I didn't like it. I just was more. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm just.
Yeah.
I think I need more.
You know what I think we should do?
You
I
don't will, think you will get new characters introduced yeah. too, which is always fun.
I don't. This is random. I don't care if it puts this part in though. I don't know if you should watch a new episode of something different every week. I feel like you should just watch, keep watching an episode of what you're currently watching to see first.
I like the that. Episode thing. Okay. Oh. Yeah.
But then she's never going to finish
anything. Because then she's never going to finish anything. Because like in 4 weeks, she's going to have four different shows that she's going to have to be watching.
You know what yeah, I mean?
True. And like, it's fine if you suggest like a short show that's like maybe like six or
I could do
episodes,
like I could do like a
like,
show a month.
But like, that's okay, what I'm saying. Yeah. Use December for your Lie in April because it's not that long of a show and you'll definitely finish it because you'll start April. It and you'll, I know, you'll probably want to watch more.
And depending on how long like the show is, you can watch more than one episode a week. Yeah. Like if you feel
have time
so inclined.
But yeah, so your month, so you're doing your Lie in April till we go next month.
Okay, cool.
Her next show has to be Yona of the Dawn, I think.
I can do that.
All right. I'm in agreement with that.
But yeah, I like the whole aesthetic of it. And I think
I knew you'd like the aesthetic.
Yeah,
and I think
it's so visually appealing. And
yeah,
it just sounds
the animation.
It's
really
beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, and the music too. Like once they get really into the music, it's really, really beautiful. It just flows together so nicely.
Yeah, I think that's all. Oh, I also wrote a note that I feel like so often in animes there's always like someone who died and then there's a shrine, you know what I mean, like there's always like some sort of backstory.
Yeah.
But
we don't want to say too much.
Yeah, I don't want to give anything away.
I don't
want to
give too many facial
expressions.
It's
such a
okay.
good show.
Yeah, that's right.
And I want you to enjoy it the way that I enjoyed it, where I was just told it was a good show and then I watched it. And Sam, I can see your hands moving. And it was like, it was just so good.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. It was good. So let's move on to the topic this week, which is sub versus dub.
Sam, your hand is still moving.
I'm going to try every week.
Katie, what do you prefer?
Katie.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh. Or does it depend? Like, does it depend on the show,
usually whatever I start the show with, I usually but if a new show, the new season comes out in sub, I'm gonna watch the sub. I need to know what happens. So I'm like, you know, I am lazy though sometimes, so I do like to watch dub, I think more often recently, but I do like sub. But probably more partial to dub. Unless they do it really bad.
Well, I feel like. Happened. Yeah, I feel like too. I was talking
Or they change the dub voice actors. I can't.
Yeah, I was talking to Kevin about this recently. And like, I do feel like in the early. Not all anime, but in the earlier days of anime. Often. And he was kind of filling me in a little bit on why that was. But like, often the dubbed version would be like. Sort of dumbed down American for like an American audience or an English speaking audience, and you would just like not get as much out of it, you know, as you would if you watched the sub version. And he was actually telling me that there was, which you guys probably might maybe already know, but that in like those early sort of like 90s, late 90s, you know, days, there was like a group of people that just did all of the dub for like American versions of it. And it was just like people, like they weren't even really actor, you know, like, so it was like,
no, it sounds super cheesy back
like,
in the day.
Even like in like the 90s and like the early 2000s, like they
and of
were
course
still...
not everything, like things like Akira and like things like that, like obviously they had a higher quality for like when they were dubbing it, but I feel like so many animes were like, you know, they made it like so sort of almost more immature than it was.
Well, yeah, like even as late as the early 2000s and like the late 90s, like they weren't as bad with the dubs, but like they were still like changing them and taking a lot of creative liberties, either by like Americanizing the, or not necessarily like Americanizing, but like, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
But they were like, you know, like changing like the names of the characters so that it was easier for an English speaking audience, and like, you know, changing the way things were said or things that were said in the show because they like found it inappropriate.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't say that I have a preference. I will watch in both. I do like to watch like the new stuff as it's coming out in subbed, except for any show that I'm watching with Tyler because he prefers dubbed. And I kind of like watching it with him as opposed to watching it by myself. And like, you know, like if I'm just trying to like relax and I don't want to think too much, or like I'm trying to eat, I'll watch dubbed because it's easier. I don't have to like concentrate on too many different things at once. Because, like, sometimes, like, reading the subtitles is just, like, too much for my brain to handle.
And it takes away, I feel like, from trying to, like, watch what's going on.
Yeah. Like, especially if it's a very, like, action-packed show. Like, if it's something like Demon Slayer, like, I'm sorry, I want to be concentrating, like, on the art and not having to, like, speed read through so I can still see what's happening.
I felt that with the last episode of Attack on Titan. Because, like, I knew what happened, but I was wanting to see it, obviously. But I felt like I was just trying to read everything to see exactly how they said everything compared to, like, the manga.
Yeah.
But I would have, I feel like I would have more enjoyed it in English so I could like focus a little more just on like the art and everything.
Well, yeah, like what I used to do is I would watch it in the subbed first when it like first came out. And then the second that the dubbed got released, I would go back and then rewatch it in the dubbed. And so it was like, it would always be nice because then like, you know, I would compare how they translate the subtitles versus like how it actually gets translated once they add the voice actors in.
And, I just want to give a quick shout out to Netflix, how they don't change the sub from the original sub, but they change some of the words so it doesn't match. Has anybody ever noticed that?
Why are you shouting them out then?
Calling them out. She's not shouting them out.
Oh, she said she did say
shout out.
But yeah, she meant like she was calling them out.
No, I just think it's funny because they really, because I always have both on. It trips me up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes even I see that with like we put the subtitles on a lot of just like if
I always have subtitles on my shows. Like, yeah, like everything, even if it's American.
Yeah. And like, so especially it actually started when we were watching Downton Abbey and Kevin was like, I can't understand any of the like Irish staff. Accent. Yeah. Any of the people that are the staff and have like the thicker accents, so we started having the subtitles on, and now we just like have it on all the time. Even
it's like Game of Thrones, I used to have the subtitles on because like I understood it, but like it was such a complex show that I like needed the subtitles to like, I don't know, it was so complex. I needed like to hear it and to read it to understand it sometimes.
One of my friends was recently watching Peaky Blinders and said that she had to put the subtitles on because really some show. Of the characters she couldn't understand.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, like, I feel like different. I didn't have a problem with it because, like, I'm used to some really mumbled accents that sound somewhat similar, but I know
I
other
just
people.
Like having subtitle on in case, just in case.
So does Liam, even, like, when we watch, like, Loki. He's like,
I literally watch Bob's Burger every night to go to bed and the subtitles are on. But I think I
literally never watched that show.
That's so funny. I don't really watch it. I watch it to go to bed.
You just watch it every night to go to bed.
I don't like watch. It's background noise.
It's her sleeping show. It's what she puts on to go to sleep.
I think my preference is definitely dub over it because, I don't know, me and Jake were talking about this today and he says he feels like you could feel the emotion more in sub, but I feel like you could feel it more in dub.
Well, it depends on if they get the right, like,
I think the quality of the voice.
Well, everything
I think that like everything lately has been so great. With
everything
the dubs,
I like to watch, I was gonna say, like, I feel like it
really
suits
good at,
them. Yeah, like Demon Slayer,
like
I feel like
the right people to
their
do
voices
the right
all
characters.
Suit the characters. Same thing with Jujutsu, like.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, everything I really like from the past too. I grew up
well,
liking
I feel
those
like,
actors.
I feel like too, like they really have put in a lot more
work, like
work.
Effort.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like even though I'm like, I'm so partial to like the original Sailor Moon dubbed
forever. Yes,
and
her
like
high speaking voice.
Yeah, and I can't, but like, it's not great voice acting. You know, it's just like really nostalgic.
You're just so accustomed to it.
Yeah. And that, like, so, like, I feel like the first time that I, like, really heard quality dubbing was like Miyazaki movies, because they had like real
actors
coming in. And you were like, I feel like that's why they're also like part of the reason why like they were so special, because it was like, no, this is a serious movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, even though. It's because
like they get some like big name stars.
Yeah, like Liam Neeson, even, Kirsten Dunst, even in like
I don't want to say like smaller Studio Ghibli movies, but like, you know, like Spirited Away was really the only movie that over here was nominated for like a ton of awards.
It won an Oscar.
Whereas like, you know, the rest of his stuff, it's still very well known. It just never got that notoriety. And even before Spirited Away came out, they still had some really big names doing the voices for
the English dubbed. They put the money where their mouth was.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I like sub too. I, of course, if I really, if I want to watch something, I'll watch sub. If something came out, I'll watch it in sub.
Yeah, like if it's only in subs, then I'll still watch it.
But just like Tara said, like, I like to put dub on when I can kind of just like have like in the background, I'm like focusing on it kind of. I could like be on my phone at the same time and listen. And I just like dub because I feel like I could hear like the emotion and the feelings they're feeling more in their voice. Like if they're happy, they're sad, if they're being like quirky, I understand like the emotions more in the dub.
Then does it mess you up though? Like, cause so like, I know for instance, like, is it Attack on Titan that like you were watching when the sub would come out and then you would.
Yeah. Because last episode just came out, I watched in sub.
Well, so does it like trip you up then when you like what, like for me, I feel like it would be difficult
to go back and forth. I would prefer to watch it in dub just because when I first watched Attack on Titan, I watched it in dub, but I honestly could do both. Like, it doesn't really bother me, but I prefer dub. But I feel like at this point I'm so used to it because I've been watching anime like this for so long. So it's like nothing new. I don't really think about it, I guess. But I prefer dub.
And I personally feel like Japanese sounds very pretty just to listen to.
I don't mind it, but I just like the dub better to.
Oh, and sometimes you get lucky and like the Japanese voice actor has like similar tones to like the American.
I don't know if
you guys noticed this, but in Haikyuu, the Japanese voice actor that does the coach, but not the blonde one, the one that's actually the teacher that just doesn't really know volleyball, and his English voice actor like sound almost exactly the same to me.
Kind of feel like Itadori's English and Japanese kind of give the same like quirky little like Itadori, like it just reminds me.
And it's not like if somebody were to redub something and change all the voice actors in English after I watched in English,
that would be harder for me to watch than watching sub from English. I couldn't do that. That's like Sayuki, I never finished because they did that. And I love the original voice actors. Japanese. Yeah. Another anime I feel like they did such a good job on dubbing that's like older is Naruto. I think they fitted it so perfectly to each character. And that's like, you know, that came out like a long time ago.
Yeah, no, they really picked a good team. Mm-hmm. Every time I see
same with Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, same with Inuyasha, like I think the dub
when I see
good job.
I don't know if you guys have ever watched Shameless.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in one random episode, Naruto's voice actor's in it. And you hear it.
Oh my God.
You hear it right away.
It's a girl who plays Naruto.
I forgot about that.
And it's the funniest thing ever.
It's a girl, yeah. And she sounds just like him. She has that raspy voice.
Yeah.
She's like, Rasengan!
It's so funny, Chesley. Shameless Naruto voice actor.
Oh my God. You know what I'm starting to notice, like, rewatching old animes?
What?
I'm noticing Sakura's voice for Naruto. She's in so many animes as side characters.
Mm-hmm.
She is so, like, she's done a lot. And, of course, Ed is in so many.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so many.
Love him.
I think Sakura's in Inuyasha.
Even the one who does Kyoya in Ouran High School Host Club, he's in a ton of stuff.
Oh, I love that voice actor.
Whose voice actor is he doing right now that I was just, or is coming out and I'm obsessed with him?
Does he do Ida's voice in My Hero, or am I remembering wrong?
I think you're remembering.
No, I was
he does watch the glasses guy. He does his voice. I was just watching something or something's
about to come out that he does.
He's saying he always plays the glasses guy.
Yeah, he does a lot. He plays a lot of characters that look really similar with, like,
he does Sebastian's, you know, the dark voice hair, glasses. Black Butler. What's that guy's name?
Gojo's been my new favorite though recently.
Mm. Oh yeah, gosh.
My new anime I'm watching.
Gojo's doing the
when I watch this up.
Yeah.
One of my new favorites has been and he's in a ton of stuff, but the guy who does the Duke's voice and why Ray Liotta ended up at the Duke's mansion.
Noah.
Good. He's got such a nice voice.
He does.
I have to find who this
is. Can you find the video, Chesley?
I just was looking up the Naruto voice
actor. Oh, I was asking, did you find it?
Oh my god, he did Toro's Katie.
Yeah.
The guy that we love that does, we were just talking about, that does Sebastian, I think he does Katsuya Honda, Tora's dad. He does Erwin. He does Erwin from Attack on Titan. I knew that.
I knew that one.
He's been doing so, this, I can't think of who he does right now that I was like.
One of my favorite.
He does do Ida Tara from My Hero. Yep.
Voice actors is who plays Lee in Fullmetal Alchemist. He has such a distinctive voice.
Oh, I love his too. But Lee.
He doesn't do as much, I think, now. He does more producing.
Isn't that Yusuke Hiramichi's voice?
No.
Who's Lee in Fullmetal?
He's
the prince. Shang or Shang.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was thinking of Russell, the blonde dude from, like, the original Fullmetal.
No, I was never going
to
watch that one.
I do like Lee's voice a lot, too.
It's so distinctive because he sounds funny, but he can sound serious. But, like, he's always a certain type of character. Comedic relief most of the time.
What's her face? Saya's voice, I just noticed, is so familiar, but I can't pinpoint who she does.
She does a lot of people.
She does.
I can't remember who does her.
You know whose voices else is very big? Sai from Peach Girl. She does so many.
Oh,
and Momo from Peach Girl. Oh my god, I'm thinking of something.
Sai from Peach Girl is in Ghost Hunt, and she's the main character.
She's Mai, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna look up who voices Saya.
Okay, good. And tell me. I can't find this, and it's gonna bother me. He does Toma from Kasame Kiss too.
Oh yes, he does. I love. Do you like that one, Chesley?
I do.
I love that. Did you watch they never dubbed it though. They did like two episodes or something. How the manga ended? Did you ever watch those?
I don't think I watched that either.
It's not on anything. Like, you'd have to probably find it on an obscure website.
It's probably on that website I use.
Yeah. Yeah. They show the ending of the manga. I love that one. Yeah.
Yeah, because the series just ends with them like sitting together, right?
Yeah, no,
like at
so
the end of the series,
it's
yeah.
like special episodes. I think they call them like OPs. What do you usually call them?
OVAs.
Yeah. So it shows like the ending. I think it's a couple episodes, so definitely you could find it very easily.
Okay, so the voice actress who does Saya in Blood Plus is Kari Wahlgren. Might be saying that wrong.
What's some notable work she does?
Fooly Cooly. She is Haruko Haruharu.
I don't know that one.
Or Harua. I mean, Haruhara. Sorry. Also in Witch Hunter Robin. As Robin.
I love
Chobits as Kotoko.
Oh my gosh, Tara, do you remember the chokehold that Chobits had on you?
Yes. Still love it. Still love it.
The opening is iconic.
It is so iconic. I sing it sometimes in the shower.
I still have a drawing I did from when I was like 14.
That was a good drawing. I remember that.
She also does Yoka in the 12 Kingdoms.
I knew it. That's
shared
how I knew
degree
it.
In Wolf's Rain.
Oh.
Fu Kasumi in Samurai Champloo.
She's like an older voice actor.
Kasifisa Kasul in Scrapped Princess.
Oh, she plays the main character in Scrapped Princess.
Yep.
Anna
Mone in Eureka 7. A whole bunch of people in Naruto. Not gonna go into it.
They always have like one person doing a bunch of side characters.
Yep. Celtie in Durarara.
Oh yes, I love Durarara. Best anime
so
ever.
Great. Let's see.
Oh, I should put that in my top five. Da-da. Sorry. I don't usually slip.
Okay.
Dead
And then,
butt.
Oh, she's also in like a whole bunch of like American cartoons as well, but we don't care about that as much right now.
I miss some of like the OG like voice actors who were like in everything who were pretty good, the first like wave of really good ones that don't work. Like like whoever did Sana's voice. Oh, Toru's, but she came back to retrieve the role. I don't hear him much anymore. Or Edward's voice. Or Tom McKee's. I don't hear him in a lot of newer stuff
he
either.
He was in D&A Angel. I did not know that.
And I'm sad. I'm like, I'm just glad Kyoya still, or Sebastian, or whatever, is still doing stuff. But like some of these guys, I don't hear anymore, and I get sad.
Well, especially like the further back that you go in anime, because I don't know if you guys remember Vandred at all.
No.
The one. So it's about, and I know that Sam and Kate watched it. So it was about this guy who grew up on this one planet where it's all men.
Oh, and the girls call him an alien.
And then he gets caught on a female pirate ship from the other planet of all females.
That's so the men, early 2000.
Wait. You've seen this.
I know I have.
We definitely have it on DVD.
I like also, came upstairs and you two were watching it. You made me go downstairs.
But like also like how... Do you get a planet with just men? And a planet
so
with just
what
men?
Happened
like,
was
like, I don't know I need
lives. So this
I
is
when the reproduction to me.
This is what they say happens in
do
the
I,
story.
Do I actually want to know?
So
that?
Humans
is
have
it upsetting?
To flee. No, it's just really stupid. So humans have to flee Earth, right? And so a group of humans flee Earth, and they had and like they don't. I think in the manga you might find out what actually happened. But in the anime, like they, you know, they briefly go into like the histories of each of their planets. So basically what they say is that like their founding ancestors, grandma and grandpa, basically got into a fight and split off. And so grandma took all the women to live on one planet and grandpa took all the men to another planet. And so they make the men in factories, but the women artificially inseminate each other and are all lesbians.
Okay, you lost me with the artificial.
Some of the men are kind of gay, but not all of them. It's a little. It's a really like weird older anime.
It was a time.
But where I was going with that was the voice actor who does the blonde guy who ends up shaving his head who controls the ship. I don't know if you guys remember him, but he had like this really. I don't want to say annoying voice, but I personally didn't like it. It suited that character.
Yeah.
So
this anime called again?
Vandred. So they end up
I just
using
have really vague memories.
Care.
Yeah,
same yeah.
They ended up using his voice in one of the Yu Yu Hakusho movies that got dubbed by a completely different company than who did the actual anime show.
That should be illegal.
And they gave this like kind of annoying, kind of like higher pitched, just like really not fitting the character voice to Hiei in Yu Yu Hakusho. And it just ruins his character in that one movie because the voice does not work. And so in that instance of a dub, they failed.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Chelsea, what do you prefer?
I don't know that I have a preference. I mean, I think obviously for ease, dubbed is easier to like be multitasking, but I do feel like sometimes depending on the show like stuff can get lost in translation, so to speak, and so yeah, I don't know, I think it really depends.
I think we're all kind of on the same page of like preference wise we kind of like dub better, but we don't mind both, and dub's just easier for us.
Yeah, I don't have like I'm like a fast reader, so
yeah, all right, rub it into us who are slow readers. I'm a fast reader.
Are you?
I mean, like,
you haven't read ACOTAR yet, so.
Chesley's gonna bring this up every episode.
That's
until
because I
one of
read
us reads
manga
it.
Every
wait,
day.
Wait, what did you tell me? Oh, I'm gonna read it tonight.
Oh, I said this. Oh, I said
last
this
week.
I said this weekend, but I had stuff to do this weekend. But it's because I read manga every damn day.
So
on
did
my
I,
phone.
But I was able to.
I read ACOTAR in less than a month.
You listen to the autos. Don't try
no,
me.
No, I did both.
The autos.
I like to listen and read because I feel like it's easier to follow along.
Just like you,
that's
Sam.
What I needed with Game of Thrones, literally. Yeah. Okay, fine. I'll listen to it going to work. But going to work, I like jamming out to music in the morning before I start my day.
No, but then you get.
I've been listening to. Like,
whoa.
I know, but I've been really into like anime openings. Like I've been listening to Paradise Kiss and Blood Plus openings so much.
So good. I'm
really into the anime openings lately.
I just really think you need to read. Read. Like you just need to get past the first book, because then you won't be able to put the rest down.
I know. Need to get past Tamlin. Tampon, I heard everyone call him. Don't ruin it, but Katie already did ruin a lot of things for me.
Tammy two-timer.
Kayra annoys me. Like,
no, no, she's going to get so much better. You're going to love her.
She really
really has a era of self-discovery.
And then she's still not my favorite, though, but she was for a long time.
Okay.
Before I got
well, it's not that you
Mista.
Don't, but it's not that you don't like her. It's just that someone else usurps your favorite spot.
Yeah.
It's not because of anything that she did.
No, and I think maybe it's probably because her story was kind of
complete, but her journey had... Yes.
Yeah, and then Nesta was a whole new ballpark.
Mind you, you even gave it away who it was.
Nesta is her sister.
Yeah, but you gave it away who your favorite character is.
Well, it's Nesta, but she isn't my favorite character till book 5.
Well, Nesta was a bitch in the first book so far.
I know, but I kind of like that.
Okay, I'll be that
She's
bitch
honest.
And you'll see if you like it.
She's
I mean,
honest.
Aren't you already... No,
I'm really nice to Katie.
Sam said she liked my eyebrows last time I saw her.
Remember
and Jake was like, whoa.
Remember that one time Katie did my eyebrows?
Never let it be
and, rotten. And the eyeshadow, too.
I thought green would hit.
Good thing you didn't need to go out.
I just don't. I just, like, there's so many questions that have never been answered.
2016 makeup was crazy, and I thought I was doing something.
Like those eyebrows, they weren't even related. Like, they were not even cousins.
They weren't even like fourth cousins.
And I didn't know you can conceal around them yet. I wasn't at that skill level, and literally they just kept growing, and I was like, it's getting worse. But like, you know, it's like when you go a little too hardcore with your cat eyes, you're like, oh, that's. Okay.
Which I never do.
Oh, that's never happened.
I've seen Katie do that many times. Her cat eyes. I'm like, are you good today?
I've done that maybe like once or twice.
I'm just creative.
Okay.
Is that the one you're using?
Yeah.
She's.
I'm not like other girls.
She's free spirited.
Cool girl.
I'm a cool girl.
I'm an anime girl.
No.
I'm not like other girls.
No, I'm joking. But yeah.
I'm a Nesta girl.
I mean.
Everybody loves Nesta now.
There's a lot of good characters in that.
There's a lot of characters I love. Nesta's not my... I don't know if she's my favorite character.
She is your favorite character.
I know. I'm sorry.
Who's your favorite character, Chelsea?
But I know who could be my next favorite character.
I got a couple characters I really OG. She's not, she's taking care of the family.
I love Vera in the beginning. She was my favorite character, definitely.
But I also, there's a lot of characters that I'm, like, still waiting to, like, see what their full story is. You know what I mean? There's a lot of potential.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to give it away here, but Katie.
But I think I might have a new favorite guy, but I don't really know.
But we gotta see. But it's really hard.
What's brewing?
Yeah.
Brewing.
I'm so excited.
I mean,
for the next
like,
one.
What's gonna happen with Lucien?
Lucien was my favorite in the first book.
Is Lucien a werewolf?
Lucian's hilarious.
No,
he's
that would be too predictable.
Redhead.
Okay, no, I'm glad, because if he was, then I would have
Fox
to boycott this whole series. But
aren't
as
they
long
all
as
fairies?
He's not a wolf.
There's no, well, that's not true. There is wolves.
Aren't they all fairies though?
Yeah, they're fae.
Yeah.
Fae. You know, when I got a psychic reading, she told me I'm a fae.
Okay.
I've been watching this anime, The Angus Bride.
Forgot you're like so realist. I can't. You're like, I don't believe in anything.
And
spiritual.
A lot of it is about like like the fae,
oh, like Celtic mythology.
Irish Magus Bride. Yeah,
I'm still a little behind Katie, but
I caught up on season two. I watched the whole second season. It's like 20 episodes, which I haven't seen an anime with a season that long in so long, and it's still coming out.
Oh, and they go really into like the Celtic lore with it too, because like a lot of the like it's you meet the queen of the fae folk, and like it really does go into like some Celtic notations. I do like that about that anime.
No, and yeah, and it can be a little slow sometimes, but it's yeah. So I caught up to the newest episode, and then I was stopped.
Are there any animes where they switched the dub voices?
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Sayuki.
That's why I
could never finish it. And I
criminal offense.
Also, Netflix did their own version of a Neon Genesis Evangelion dub. Mm. And I don't understand why they felt the need to do that, because the older 90s version is still amazing. They also did their own dubbed version of The Disastrous Life of Psyche K for some reason, which wasn't as good as the Funimation version.
No.
And they did their own version of Vinland Saga as well.
I don't know what's going on.
They just keep like simultaneously coming Netflix, out like, with their own dubbed the version at the same time as like Crunchyroll and other sites are. And like, I'm sorry, but like
the audacity of the Crunchyroll ones
are usually better. Like, don't get me wrong, Netflix has done some good dubs, but like they're just not on par with you know, companies like Funimation and Crunchyroll that like have made their whole life about like animes. Yeah. And finding the right voice actors to voice these characters.
This is so random, but it's about Netflix. I'm so excited for the new Avatar.
Me too.
The trailer looks insane. The
trailers have been looking amazing. And the fact that
they used the original music like gave me the chills. I was like,
I haven't watched any of the trailers.
Okay, well, you are literally behind on everything.
You know what we should do? We should do a watching all together and then discuss it when it comes
to like a watch party.
Well, guess what, Charlie? Yeah, Tara.
We go.
Apparently, you spoiled a little bit of Attack on Titan for Tyler in the last episode.
What'd I say?
I don't know, because I didn't listen to it yet. Oh,
girl. Last episode was Saddest Deaths.
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest spoiler.
Don't listen to that episode.
Don't let him listen to our episode.
He already listened to it, and I totally forgot. I forgot to warn him.
Yeah. Maybe don't let it, because, yeah.
But like real talk, Attack on
Titan. I think I said
for like 5 years.
I also pretty sure I said spoiler warning. Aaron Yeager.
I mean, you are usually pretty good about that. I haven't listened. By the way, to the last episode yet.
I just want you to know that in the description, you better
keep my farts and poops out of every episode.
I took it out of this episode, but I will say in this one, I did say warning: if spoilers aren't your thing, this might not be an episode for you. Brace yourself.
Well, that's a him problem, Tyler.
As they reminisce
and read, use those eyes.
Yeah,
I don't think he reads that because Tara, like, sometimes his Spotify just like plays the next new episode of.
Tara takes the spotlight shows. With a passionate 10-minute rant about the intricate plot of One Piece. Oh God,
no, you said that. You told me that.
Though her persuasive skills are yet to win over the rest of the sisterhood.
I can't even convince my boyfriend to watch.
Meanwhile, Chesley makes a valiant attempt to pique Tara and Sam's interest in ACOTAR.
Of course, again. Gets valiant.
Tune in next week to discover if her efforts have made an impact or fallen on deaf ears.
Wait, what do you ever say about me?
Which I love, the one deaf sister is the one who read it.
Well, I mentioned you there. Sisters unveil a mini brainstorming session for an exciting new segment. The anticipation for the upcoming live action adaptation of Avatar, The Last Airbender, the sisters. I guess I didn't really mention you in this one, except for.
All right, Beth, you just mentioned yourself. I'll remember that.
I did mention you.
Mentioned Tara too.
Yeah, she didn't mention Kate, so.
But I've mentioned Kate in past episodes. And
no, so yeah. It's not every episode. It's not your shining moment.
I do maybe mention ACOTAR in every
week. Oh, I think you do.
Tyler brings it up. He's like, every single week, Chesley will bring up ACOTAR in every single week.
You and Sam Tyler have not read ACOTAR before all of y'all.
If Jake did too.
I mean, he does like to read. Oh, here we go. I don't know if that would be his cup of tea.
Here we go.
$5, Tyler.
In a surprising twist, Sam even takes a swipe at Star Wars.
I hate Star Wars.
That's what that
means, Sam.
Dang, Tara, Chesley, you're outing me. The Star Wars fans I heard are crazy.
I mean, you already outed yourself with five episodes.
Chesley,
ago.
On the other hand, finds herself repeatedly wondering why Tara and Sam won't give A Court of Thorns and Roses a chance. Brace yourself for a recurring theme as Chesley scolds Sam for getting a little too close to the microphone throughout the episode.
It's not that I won't give it a chance. I just have been too busy.
I don't want
to
hear
the
it.
Right mindset to read it.
You're never too busy for the best fantasy series ever. I don't know.
I mean, you guys said that about Twilight.
I
never said that about Twilight.
You just said it's like one of those things. It's a guilty pleasure.
I'm pretty sure, Sam, that you said that when the series first came out and you insisted.
Okay.
I was like nine years old.
That's what true. But hell? No, I'm just saying that you can't say that you never said that, because at one point in time you did say that.
I never remember saying that. I was nine years old.
I would not take something that 9 year old Sam said.
Any 9 year old.
Yeah.
Your son's 9 year old.
He's nine.
Oh, he's nine. I was right. I was like, your son's a 9 year old. Do you believe everything he says?
I mean, it's Dylan. Two of them.
Spoiler alert.
Except the big one, right?
Yeah.
Spoilers for those like Tyler who might believe it's Santa still.
He's gonna love this episode.
Read ACOTAR, Tyler.
Get to it before Sam and Tara. Let's see.
Honestly, like,
we'll have you on the pod.
I'll bring him into the fold.
I invited him to guest.
Should we do a special guest episode soon?
That episode that I was
maybe for our 15th episode.
But... what? How many episodes do we have?
This is our 10th.
Okay, my birthday's on the 15th.
Oh,
lucky number 10. It's not really my lucky number though.
This was another successful episode.
I feel like Tyler would be funny on the pod too.
Jake thinks Tyler is one of the funniest people. Like he's very funny. He's like a naturally funny person.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, try too hard, you know what I mean?
All right, are we awkward ending this silence. Year?
Yeah, so Chesley, you should try and go see the movie this weekend with your kids and Kevin.
I have work Saturday morning, and then I'm going to a show Saturday night, and then we're going to the circus on Sunday.
Very busy.
Next, so why don't you guys go to
the
movies?
Well, then the following weekend... we taking have back a
Sunday.
Show on Saturday, Taking
it's
Back
my
Sunday.
Birthday,
maybe you should
Friday.
Find a legal website to watch it on.
No,
it's not.
It's better in the theaters.
Remember
it's
how hard we tried with Suzume?
In theaters.
And
I
we
know.
Could not find it until it
I did find
theaters.
Violet Evergarden.
I know.
I didn't come out for like 2 years.
I found Bartow, the movie. Before
then,
it became a series.
When
stuff,
I found
really
the Violet Evergarden movie, I could hear people talking in the background. I was like, I do not care.
It's like the DVDs mom used to bring home.
No,
I thought we were going to get arrested for.
I was just going to say, remember when mom would bring home? She would wait. And let me just set the stage really quick. Bedazzled jeans.
Yep.
Always
okay.
Sneakers.
In the bedazzled
jeans and sneakers.
Ying twins blasting.
Yeah.
Cigarette
blasting.
Akon, smack that.
Yeah.
A cigarette out the window in one hand.
Some
and then
thrown
and then
in there
just
as
a
well.
And then just a handful of black market. DVDs.
Yes. Where was she getting them?
In Harlem. No, she was going to Harlem to get these bootleg DVDs.
Well, didn't she also find a place in Newburgh at one point too that
no,
she was
no, they,
getting them?
No, they were she worked at the same place she works at now, but in a different position.
When she worked at Ishii, right?
Yeah. And so they would take a lot of the residents to go to Harlem. And that's where she would get her bedazzled jeans and the bootleg movies.
Mom was just out and about, like, living her life.
No, literally, she was living the, like, she was just
out and about.
This movie now.
Who was she? She was like,
who is she?
We still have some of those bootleg movies.
Wait,
somewhere.
Can someone please go take pictures of some of the blockbuster movies
one of them,
we still have?
One of the bootleg movies used to be the Fantastic Four, I remember. But
oh,
I remember
with Jessica Alba?
And Chris Evans. And
oh
I freaking remember, I was like,
you thought
cops,
we were going to get, you
I was
thought
like,
the FBI was going to
I was like, are we going to get arrested? We have these illegal movies in our house.
Well, because also, like, I feel like you don't get that anymore, but, like, it was such a thing in the beginning
FD
of DVDs.
Warning, yeah.
And it would be like, warning, don't tell anyone.
And mom be like, don't tell anyone. I'm like, am I going to fucking die in my sleep? The FBI are going to raid our house because we have Fantastic Four bootleg? Like... I was very terrified. And then I
wanted those movies, though.
But then yep. sometimes, like, the sound wouldn't be good, and, like...
You would see people getting up to go to the bathroom in the yeah. movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And not ideal. Like, not ideal. Not ideal.
It's not hitting the way it should.
We're not, like, regular girls.
You know what I think we should talk about again?
What?
Your face?
One Piece.
I literally
I can go on long rants about One Piece, because that was a very short summary of One Piece.
It didn't feel short.
I know. I think
it felt short to me.
I was like, okay. The beaver.
Chester's like, you lost me a beaver. The beaver they had to get.
It was beaver with a V.
The beaver. And
the beaver, we all generally like believed it would have been beaver.
You know, it's really interesting. So they have talking snails. So like the way that they call people is through like these special snails.
I mean,
and then the way that like they show videos is also through the snails. They like transmit from one snail to another snail.
I think my cat's crying. I'll see you guys later.
All right, Tara, do you want to do the sign off?
Yes.
Chelsea, I like your sweatshirt. Can I borrow it?
No, you don't even listen to Blondie.
Yes, I do.
Name a song.
Blondie! Yeah!
I'm going to put that in the podcast.
Good. Maybe I'll get famous.
All right. Your pipes.
Blondie! Oh, wait. Jake's parents are going to hear me. I got to chill. What the fuck is wrong with her?
So many things.
There's a list.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us next week as we talk about our favorite guilty pleasure animes.
Wow.
Sam, you're not frozen.